Penguin Audio presents No One Could Have Guessed the Weather by Anne-Marie Casey. Read by Elizabeth Sastra. Above all, be the heroine of your life, not the victim. Nora Ephron. No one could have guessed the weather. Part 1. They arrived in early September. No one could have guessed the weather. It was, as the forecast told them one day, as if a blowtorch had gone through the city. "This is meant to be autumn," she cried. "Or rather fall, as the Americans call it."
"Because the leaves are falling," laughed little Max.
She looked at him and thought, "No, because of our fall from grace." The apartment had no air conditioning. She sweated and was not happy. They had visited at Christmas and the streets were quiet. She learned quickly this had been an illusion. He had brought his family to the very epicenter of cool, single, young New York. Apart from everything else, this made her look uncool, married, and old. Opposite them was a bar so trendy, the waifish clientele entered through a telephone box next to a hot dog stand. It was called PDT. Walking down the street, she would think, PDT. Please don't tell anyone I am a middle-aged woman.